परमहंस परिवर्त आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमत रविंद्र सभ्य शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की स्कॉन फाउंडर अचर बीबीटी फाउंडर अचर से प्रभुवल शील प्रभुपाद की जौम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवर्तकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमत रविंद्र भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेमशकह श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృందకి శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపు గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్కి వ్రజభూమి శ్రీ వృందావన ధామకి నవదీప్ శ్రీ మాయాపురధామకి పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్పురిధామకి గంగామయ్యాకి యమునామయ్యాకి భక్తిదేవికి తులసి మహారాణికి సామవేద గౌరభక్తవృందకి నితాయ గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10. Chapter 7, entitled as The Killing of the Demon Trinavrata, text number 7. So, Adashayanasya Shisho Nakalpaka ప్రవాళమృత్వాంగ్రిహతం వ్యవర్తత విద్వస్తర విద్వస్తనానారసకుప్యభాజనం వ్యత్యస్తచక్రాక్ష విభిన్నకూబరం అదశయానస్య శిశోర్నల్ శిశరోనల్పక ప్రవాళమృత్వాంగ్రిహతం వ్యవర్తత విద్వష్టనానారసకుప్యభాజనం వ్యత్యస్తచక్రాక్ష విభిన్నకూబరం అదశయానస్య శిశరోనల్పక ప్రవాళమృత్వాంగ్రిహతం వ్యవర్తత విద్వస్తనానారసకుప్యభాజనం వ్యత్యష్టచక్రాక్ష విభిన్నకూబరం అదశయానస్య శిశోర్ణకల్పక ప్రవాళమృత్వాంగ్రహితం విద్వస్తనానారసకుప్యభాజనం అదశయానస్య శిశిరోణకల్పక ప్రవాళమృత్వాంగ్రిహతం వ్యవర్తత విద్వస్తనానారసకుప్యభాజనం వ్యత్యస్తచక్రాక్ష విభిన్నకూబరం అదశయానస్య శిశ్రోణకల్పక ప్రవాళమృత్వం గృహీతం ప్రవక్తత విద్వస్తరసూప్యభాజనం విద్యస్చక్రాశి మతజిస్. అదశయానస్య శిశోర్న కల్పక ప్రవాళ మృద్వా గృహతం వ్యవర్తత రసకోప్యపాజనం వాట్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ అదశయానస్య హూ వాస్ పుట్ అండర్నీత్ ద హ్యాండ్ క్రాఫ్ట్ హ్యాండ్ కార్ట్ శిశోహ ఆఫ్ ద చైల్డ్ అనహ ద కార్ట్ అల్పక నాట్ వెరీ మచ్ గ్రోన్ ప్రవాల జస్ట్ లైక్ ఎ న్యూ లీఫ్ మృదు అంగ్రిహతాం స్ట్రక్ బై హిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ డెలికేట్ లెగ్స్ వ్యవర్తత టర్న్డ్ ఓవర్ అండ్ ఫెల్ డౌన్ విధ్వస్త స్కాటర్డ్ నానా రసకుప్యభాజనం యుటెన్సిల్స్ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ వేరియస్ మెటల్స్ వ్యత్యస్త డిస్లోకేటెడ్ చక్ర అక్ష ద టూ వీల్స్ అండ్ యాక్స్ అండ్ ద యాక్సెల్ విభిన్న బ్రోకెన్ కూబరం ద పోల్ ఆఫ్ ద హ్యాండ్ కార్ట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పట్ వైజ్ డివెన్ గ్రేషేష భక్తి వేదాంశం ప్రూప శిల ప్రూపాదికి జై. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ Lord Shri Krishna was lying down underneath the handcart in one corner of the courtyard, and although his little legs were as soft as leaves, when he struck the cart with his legs, it turned over violently and collapsed. The wheels separated from the axle, the hubs and spokes fell apart, and the pole of the handcart broke. On the cart, there were many utensils made of various metals, and all of them scattered hither and thither. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakrath Thakur has commented on this verse as follows. When Lord Krishna was of a very tender age, his hands and legs resembled soft new leaves. Yet simply by touching the hand cart with his legs, he made the cart fall to pieces. It was quite possible for him to act in this way and yet not exert himself very much. The Lord in his Vaman Avatara had to extend his foot to the greatest height to penetrate the covering of the universe. And when the Lord killed the gigantic demon Hiranyakashipu, he had to assume the special bodily feature of Narasimha Deva. But in his Krishna avatara, the Lord did not need to exert such energy. Therefore, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. In other incarnations, the Lord had to exert some energy according to the time and circumstances. But in this form, He exhibited unlimited potency. Thus, the handcart collapsed, its joints broken, and all the metal parts and utensils scattered. The Vaishnava Toshani remarks that although the handcart was higher than the child could easily touch the wheel of the cart, and this was sufficient to send the demon down to the earth. The Lord simultaneously pushed the demon to the earth and superficially broke the handcart. మజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్యజ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మయ్యం తదాతి శ్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతః పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತ್ವಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಶಾರಶ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೇ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಿ ಬ್ಲೆಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಸ್ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ಟೇಕನ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ಯಾರಾಗ್ರಾಫ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ್ ಚಕ್ರ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಮೇಡ್ ಸಮ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ತೋಷಣಿ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ್ ಚಕ್ರ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಮನ ಆರ್ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಶೋ ಹಿಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಫೀಚರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅವತಾರ್ ಹೀ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸಿಬಿಟ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂತ್ ನೆವರ್ ಲೆಸ್ ಹಿ ಅಕಂಪ್ಲಿಶ್ಡ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟಾಸ್ಕ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಸೊ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾಟ್ಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅದ್ಭುತ ಕರ್ಮನ ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಸೋ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಪರ್ಪೋಟ್ ಪ್ರೋಪದ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಪರ್ಪೋಟ್ ಪ್ರೋಪದ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎಂಫಸಿಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹೀರಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೂ ಶ್ಲೋಕಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಷನ್ ಸೊ ವಿಲ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾಟ್ಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ವೇ ದಟ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಜಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇನ್ ದ 14th ಸೆಂಚುರಿ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೋರಿಂಗ್ there was nothing called science in fact the newton himself never newton never called himself scientist he called himself as a natural philosopher the scientist term itself was not very much prominent in 14th century so when this rationality means everything trying to understand what we see in terms of our logic that has come into the picture So in fact, there was a great tug of war in the Western society, in Europe, between Christianity and rationalist. Of course, even though in their homeland they were debating with each other, when they came to India, they both joined their hands to go against Sanatana Dharma. That's a different story. So the whole point is that the mundane people try to put the logic of the logic that they have in their minute brain substance and they try to understand Krishna through that which is actually because here, of course, it's not there in the purport, but I'd heard from one senior Vaishnava on this particular topic when I was discussing. It is just Lord touched the cart, just touched, and then what happened was the cart jumped off and jumped off fully. I mean, from the laws of physics, you know, it doesn't make sense because, you know, you need to have certain amount of momentum to exert force so that it, you know, but it is possible in Lord's pastime because the laws of physics are made by Krishna, and then Krishna doesn't have to follow necessarily. He may follow or may not follow, but it's not necessarily that he has to follow. In fact, anyway, so we will even find from in Mahabharata war in the 14th day when Arjuna takes the vow to kill Jayadratha, and at one point of time, Lord, the way he executes his pastimes, it is simply just wonderful. So at one point of time when horses were very tired, you know, there was a need for horses to be like, you know, halted, and then they need to be given water. And then Krishna tells Arjuna, so you have to stop it, you know, there is no other way because they are very tired, they need to be given water. And then Arjuna gets down, and to the surprise, nobody attacks Arjuna. Because when a Maharathi is out of his chariot, it is in one sense a weaker position for him. So that time it's a good time to actually attack. Though as per the, you know, code of, you know, Kshatriya conduct, code of warfare, they don't attack. But by the time they have already broken the, you know, lot of rules. So it was kind of, they could have attacked, but nobody attacked. Because it's all Krishna's arrangement. And you will find in a specific pastime in 7th canto, when Narada Muni is reciting or telling about Prahlad Maharaj to Yudhishthira Maharaj, towards the end of the chapter he tells about Maya Danava. So at one point of time when demons were thoroughly defeated by demigods, they go and take shelter of Maya Danava. And then it tells, okay, fine, I'll make a three-story kind of very invisible structure in which you can hide, and then you become like almost undefeatable by normal beings. So, and then there is a special arrangement made in that three-story, we can call it building or whatever. So they start attacking lower, they are anyway in lower planets, and then they attack the middle planets, and then they start attacking higher planets. That time all the demigods, they go and take shelter of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva comes with his bow, and then, you know, ferociously he kills them. But the problem is that when Lord Shiva is killing, the demons are, you know, dying, but Maya Danava is keeping the demons back in one pond of nectar which he created in the building. In that, so like they're getting killed, but immediately by the touch of nectar they're coming back. So at one point of time, Lord Shiva is kind of in one sense frustrated, and seeing the whole situation, Krishna or Lord Vishnu comes in the form of cow, and Brahma assumes the form of calf, and then they both come, and right in front of everyone, right in front of Mayadhanava, all the demons, it's in the noontime. Bhagavatam clearly says it is noontime. Noontime they come, and cow comes. And then Lord Vishnu, in the form of cow, drinks all the nectar from the nectar pond. And then seeing the whole thing, it is such a thing, everybody is seeing, but nobody could stop. So, in fact, like, you know, sometimes, we give a devotee sometimes give, oh, Lord, Krishna is Supreme Lord because he lifted Govardhan Hill in his left hand, little finger. No, actually for a person who is holding entire universe, all the planets in the air, for him this is nothing actually. He can lift Govardhan also, and he can do much more than that. So the very idea that we can try to understand Lord with our own logic itself is not correct. And it has become greatly common in the post-modern time. Not post-modern time, in the modern times. Now, of course, nowadays people don't go much for logic. Most people now in the current times go for feeling. Everything that matters for them is feeling. So anyway, so So specifically what had happened was when British first conquered in India, they conquered a province of Bengal. And as you know, Bengal is known for its intellectuals. Of course, intellectuals are throughout, everywhere. So, at one hand, the Christians, they wanted to convert. On the other hand, rationalists, as it was like, in the Britain, they were at opposite each other. But when they came to India, they found a common enemy, so they joined the hands. So one hand, rationalists are making a lot of propaganda against scriptures. I said, what is this? You know, there is a, what you call this, you know, ocean of, you know, mango juice, ocean of, you know, liquor. You know, it's all just imaginary. Because for a rationalist mind, it doesn't make any sense. How can the scriptural description be so different from our own experience in this world? And Christianity, they have taken shelter of, you know, propagating against some of the, like, you know, things like caste system and, you know, some of the things. And then they both were. So what had happened was the typical intellectuals of Bengal that time, they had almost become like, some have become anti Sanatana Dharma principles, and some have become like, kind of, okay, this is like something imaginary, though they have not. So in fact, that was the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur where he had a great contribution. There was one community called, anyone remember? There is a group of people who are all intellectuals in Bengal who were like little sympathetic towards Sanatana Dharma or Vedic customs. At the same time, they were not like fully, it's called Bhadraloka. So it's a group of intellectuals called Bhadraloka, in which that time Kedarnath Dutt, before getting connected to the parampara, he was also part. And apparently it was his leela that, you know, he was having such opinion. And then eventually he comes in touch with, you know, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And then his presentation was actually in fact, there is a specific article written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about how he presented first time the Vaishnava theology to the this Bhadraloka assembly, where he actually gives his experience and various arguments put forward by the Bhadraloka community, how he actually kind of answered the whole thing. There's one separate article which he writes. Anyway, so the Lord's pastimes are always inconceivable, and then we can just take them as it is from the scriptures. And in the first sloka of this chapter, we see what are the efforts of hearing Krishna Katha. Here it is said, Karna Ramyani. The first thing is that is mentioned, when a person hears Krishna Katha, Karna Ramyani, it is very pleasing to ears. And then, like, you know, nowadays it's very, I was seeing on WhatsApp status, and then there is a lot, 2-3 mentions are there about, you know, banning a particular, some PUBG or something. So I was basically a little curious, what is this PUBG? I thought it's pub means, you know, some brothel kind of thing. Then later on, I came to know that it's actually a video game, where, you know, it's a complete, a real-time experience of, you know, doing massacre and, you know, all that violence. Which was, of course, that was not the reason why it got banned. It was because of its relation with China. So whatever it may be, everyone has a natural inclination for knowing or experiencing something adventure. In fact, you know, because we have, you know, forgotten Krishna, we have forgotten Narasimhadev, who is half man, half lion. Because of that, you know, we are getting diverted towards half man, half spider, you know, half He-Man or whatever, Superman. Shishada Rasbihari ji ki jaye, Shri Gaurantanaya ki jaye, Sitharam Shunanman ki jaye. So, everyone's desire to have certain adventure is fully satisfied in the pastimes of Krishna. Here you see, Lord's foot are like, lotus feet are like, as soft as leaf. But it's just touch was required, which could create an explosion. Of course, here దిస్ ఇస్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ వేరియస్ వెజల్స్ ఆల్సో విచ్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ మెటల్స్ యూనో ఆఫ్ విష్ణు చక్ర ఠాకూర్ సేస్ దట్ ఇట్స్ ఆఫ్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ సిల్వర్ సో యూనో దోస్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీస్ హూ హ్యావ్ సర్వీస్ ఇన్ కిచెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ లైక్ యూనో ద స్టీల్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఈజియస్ట్ ఇస్ అల్యూమినియం యూనో యూ కెన్ జస్ట్ లిఫ్ట్ ఇట్ ఈజీలీ బట్ స్టీల్ ఈజ్ లిటిల్ డిఫికల్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ దోస్ హూ యూనో హ్యాడ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ లిఫ్టింగ్ పతేలా యూనో నట్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ మెటల్ brass which is having a zinc coating what is that called kasa okay anyway that it becomes more heavy now just imagine the whole vessels of you know iron and not iron gold and silver how it difficult I don't know how heavy it must be and then whole thing got exploded and now what happens is that manognani here it said very attractive to mind mano gnani and also vitrishna says that it purifies the bad tendencies in our heart on the other hand we try to seek this imaginary adventures of the modern man's or modern man's mind's creation you know it actually creates more and more dirt in our heart. On the other hand, we hear the pastimes of Krishna, who are all very adventurous, who are very pleasing to ears, who are very satisfying to the mind, and they also purify the heart of the living entity from the unwanted things. So that is the reason one, as much as possible, one should, in fact, I think just got an email that this particular week is called Shravana week, I think. Shravana Utsava, I think September 3rd to 9th, the GBC has passed a resolution that all devotees should read Prabhupada books this particular week. Of course, we should read every day, but at least specifically we should focus more. So, this Shravanam and Kirtanam are so important that the living entity's heart, which is actually getting tormented by the heat of the samsara, gets fully satisfied by hearing Krishna Katha. So the first sloka speaks what are the glorious efforts that can happen by hearing Krishna Katha. And then there is a little mention about Uttana. Uttana is a ceremony where it usually happens for children at a month of third or fourth month, where like when children are very small, they keep hands and legs in the front side. Like then they keep moving. But when they get sufficient strength in third month, they get to just turn upside down. So that is Uttana ceremony. And then, see, when Nandotsava, the day after appearance of Krishna was celebrated by Nanda Maharaj, that's why it's called Nandotsava. Whereas this particular Uttana ceremony was celebrated by ladies. So it was led by Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. So it shows that how in Vedic culture, it is not that, okay, you know, everybody was given their role. So here, the ladies were leading this particular ceremony. And then, you know, she is very busy, you know, making sure that charity is given to the, you know, Brahmanas. And then she is very busy giving, you know, sari and sandalwood pulp, all these things to other cowherd ladies who came, gopis who came. So Vedic culture is not as it is portrayed by the modern, you know, so-called philosophers or the historians, that Vedic culture very much gives low, undervalues women. No, it is not like that. Everybody is given their space and everybody serves Lord. So, another important thing is that the abhideya, sambandha abhideya prayojana. See, abhideya cannot be fully understood why it is like that without proper understanding of sambandha and understanding of prayojana. That's what typically happens. See, many times those people who speak against Vedic culture, they don't understand what is its prayojana that is actually mentioned. According to the prayojana and according to the sambandha, a particular practice actually is asked to be, you know, implemented. So anyway, so the whole point is that even we see in you know, in South India specifically, there are a lot of ceremonies where, you know, Kumaris, the young girls, you know, they are considered even very pure. They are considered purer than even, you know, Brahmacharis. So in any procession, Kumaris, they take a pot of water and then they put some, I think, mango leaves and coconut and all these things, and they actually lead the procession. And then behind them, Brahmana stand, and then in the procession, king also, you know, he follows the Brahmanas, like that it goes. So Vedic culture is never like. So now what was happening? Now Mother Yashoda made Krishna very peacefully. See, when Brahmanas were chanting different Purushokta and other prayers, so Krishna immediately drowsed. He slept. Because all the different prayers recited by Brahmanas, they are more or less in terms of awe and deference. So Krishna immediately went to sleep. And seeing that Krishna was, you know, went for sleeping, Mother said, okay, it's, you know, I also have to do a lot of things. Let me, you know, make my child rest nicely so that I'll be free to do other things. So she very carefully brought Krishna under the cart, which is there in this huge, you know, lawn kind of thing. And then she also slept along with Krishna for some time so that he's not disturbed. And then she covered Krishna's, you know, body with her sari, and then Krishna was in full bliss, and then he was peacefully resting. And that time she said, okay, fine, now he's sleeping. And which usually we see mothers also do in home, when child is sleeping, you know, mothers are free to do their household chores. In fact, they tell to guests also, you know, sometimes guests have the tendency to wake up the child, and mother says, no, please don't wake him up. If this fellow gets up, I will have to, you know, take care of him. I mean, of course, it's not a burden, but, you know, I can be free to do my things. So she was engaged with her friends, and Nanda Maharaj is engaged with his friends, and all the gopis are there. So Krishna was thinking, "Arey, you have left me here, and all of you are doing your own business. Okay, let me do such a way, certain thing that all of you will come to me." He was thinking, "Arey, you are engaged with your own things, but I want you to come to me." So that's why he made such noise that everyone immediately came. In fact, there were some people who were not even nearby, some other gopas, when they also saw the, such a big noise, everyone came to Krishna. So that's what sometimes Krishna does in our life also. Because we are very peaceful sometimes, we are very, you will eventually see, the Shakatasura whom Krishna killed, Shakatasura also represents laziness. So when a sadhaka is very much complacent, relaxed, you know, Kaisa Hai Prabhuji, sab tik chal raha Prabhuji, everything is first class. So Krishna feels, are, come on, I want you to be very intensely think of me. I want you to come to me very, you know, I want you to think of me very intensely. You can't just be very lazy. So what Krishna does, out of his extreme mercy, he creates some issue. He creates some problems. So that is considered Krishna's special mercy. Sometimes Krishna gives us special difficulties in the life of a devotee so that he runs back to Krishna. And that's what, you know, Krishna is, one of the characteristics of Krishna is a jealous lover. Jealous lover means that lover wants that particular person to love him only, nobody else. So when a living entity becomes a little lethargic, Krishna puts some difficulties. So now Krishna is thinking, okay, now I will execute, or I will make my pastime in such a way that you all will run to me. So he did it. He just touched, and all of them ran to Krishna. So here, of course, Prabhupada is writing in his purport that Krishna could reach the cart, and the way immediately by touching, Krishna actually pushed the demon into the earth. Oh, of course, there is nothing contradiction in Acharya's commentary. Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says that already the wheels are half inside the earth because of the heavy demon Shakatasura. Because Shakatasura was a heavy, hefty fellow. He has occupied this cart, and then because of which the wheels have already gone half. So in fact, Chakra Thakur says that because of that, Krishna could easily reach with his feet, cart. Of course, you may say that, oh, is it that because Krishna has to
touch the cart, that's why cart was down. No, even if cart is up, Krishna can easily touch, that is. And he can touch it without even expanding his leg. That is possible for Krishna, because he is inconceivable. So, anyway, so this Shakatashura, in his past life, this particular thing is mentioned in Garga Samhita. So, in the previous time, he was... So, this whole thing happening in Vaivasvata Manu. So, in the previous Manu, in Chakshush Manu, this particular thing happened. He is a son of Hiranyaksha. His name is called Utkacha. So, this demon Utkacha is a son of Hiranyaksha. So, once he came to the ashram of Lomas Muni. So, Lomas Muni is very completely peaceful. Some of you must have heard a particular incident about Lomas Muni. How he's completely like satisfied, very peaceful, he's executing, completely meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. So, what this Utkacha has done, he has come with some woman to his ashrama with the desire to enjoy. So, it is something similar to, you know, even Nalukuvara Manigrava did, you know. They were going to a spiritual place like Mandakini Ganga, a religious place, and then there they were trying to do essential enjoyment. So naturally they got a special blessing of Narada Muni. So here also, and what he has done, Utkacha came and he is having a very hefty body, very powerful body. And what he did, he found this ashram is very peaceful. So he wanted to enjoy with this woman. And then what he did, he, you know, he was breaking all the trees. And then Lomas Muni came and he said, "Are, this is such a nice simple place. Why can't you just, you know, why you are creating disturbance?" And he said that your body has grown big, but your mind is very, very, you know, corrupt, small. So he said that Lomasur Muni cursed him. Now you will become ghost. So immediately he understood Utkacha that, you know, now I have been cursed. And, you know, and he thought, you know, maybe some hermitage, but he didn't know that Lomas Muni was such a powerful person. So, immediately he fell at the feet of Lomas Muni, Lomas Rishi. And he said, you know, please do. Okay, then he said, okay, fine. You will get a body of air. Of course, I couldn't make much difference. Earlier, if a ghost means just a subtle body, which is man, buddhi, ahankara, maybe he got a slightly better body of made up of air. So, he said that in this whole man mantra, you will be having a body of air. And in the next Manvantara, when Supreme Lord personally comes as Krishna, you will be kicked by his lotus feet. And that time you are going to get delivered. So, see, this Utkacha, see, sometimes it happens also. We may become proud of our, you know, wonderful body that we have. And, you know, there is another story also comes of, I think, Dambod Baba. Once he also had a very hefty body, he goes and confronts or goes in front of Narada Muni. He said, "Narada Muni, please tell, I am looking for a nice person to fight." You know. So Narada Muni says, "Okay, nice. You go to the upper Himalayas, Badrikashrama. There, you know, Naranarayan Rishi, they are performing austerities. You go and, you know, have challenge with them." So again, Dambodbha went, and then, you know, he challenged, and Naranarayan Rishi are peacefully, they both are executing penances, you know, austerities. So they want to, like, basically set an example how a person should perform his austerities. So now Naranarayan Rishi is telling, "Aray, this is a very nice, peaceful place. Why you fellow are coming and unnecessarily asking for a fight?" Fight means, you know, all thing becomes disturbed, the activity in the mode of Rajoguna. So then still he is not, because he has a lot of hands. Then immediately they take a small grass and then throw it on Dambod Baba. And that grass goes and then cuts all the hands of Dambod Baba, leaving only two hands. And that time he runs away. So the point is that sometimes when a person has a very hefty body, it is very likely that his mind may get corrupt. And then these people usually have a tendency to poke someone else's business and then try to kind of, you know, kind of teasing. You will find also in the college, like there is kind of ragging or, you know, I think it's called bullying in the school level. So usually, who are the people who do that? Those are very powerful, those are very confident that nobody can do anything to me. And these people unnecessarily try to harm others. And then, you know, in this world, world is made in such a way that one may be powerful at a particular time, but there will be something else or someone else who is more powerful, powerful than that person. And then everybody gets the reactions back. Anyway, and we humans also, like we'll see if I, now, nowadays, humans consider themselves to be very proud. May not be because of the physical body, maybe because of the, you know, manipulative mind that they have got. And then they try to mess up with the nature. And the result is what? Nature reacts in such a way that, you know, it handcuffs the very human being. Like you can see, you know what Corona did in terms of, you know, it could stop Mumbai locals, which were never stopped, you know, throughout, you know, at least recent history, it was never stopped, and then it could stop it. So thinking that we may be given a powerful body or powerful mind, but we should not be proud, thinking that, you know, no, nothing can happen to me. No, even if nothing can happen, this material world, the time factor acts in such a way that one day a person becomes completely helpless. So that's why it is best to take shelter of Krishna fully. In fact, take shelter of Krishna when the body is very, very perfectly fit, so that we could execute devotional service with full capacity. So, anyway, this Shakatashura, who was Utkacha, he was cursed by Lomas Rishi, and then now he is getting delivered. So, Acharyas explain, what does this Shakatashura represent? Shakatashura represents two, three things. One is, he represents lethargy or dumbness, you know, being very lethargic. And he also represents carrying the burden of rules unnecessarily. Means, which also mentioned in NOI as Niyamagraha. So sometimes a person may carry this rules and regulations, the burden of rules and regulations, without understanding what actually it represents, what is the spirit of a rule. So of course it's specifically about non-devotees or the people who are following the path of karmakanda and jnana, who follow so many things without taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So the analogy is like, you know, there is a river of, you know, there is a river in which water is there, and some people are there who are going in the boat. Now in the boat, as some of you can, you must have experienced, those who are in, you know, marine engineering or something like that, the resistance of any boat is very, very less in comparison to the resistance offered on the land. It's very easy to move. You just have to exert little, you know, pressure, little force. Then, you know, with very less fuel, it can move because the resistance is very less. So there are some people who are carrying a heavy burden of luggage on the bank. And here, there are some people who are going in a boat. And the people are calling, hey, why don't you come here? Why don't you come and keep your luggage in the boat and you yourself sit in the boat. Just, you know, water will carry us because flow is also in the same direction. You don't even have to row it. You just have to go ahead. But they'll say, no, I don't have faith on this boat. Boat may drown any time. In the same way, this water is compared to bhakti yoga. Or water is compared to Krishna, and the boat, going in the boat, is compared to bhakti yoga, where person goes by the mercy of Krishna, the process of bhakti yoga. Whereas people, I mean specifically non-bhakti yoga practitioners, they say that no, we don't have faith on Krishna. What we will do? We will take this burden on my own head. So like you will find, even now, like, you know, typically for a bhakti yoga, it is explained, that analogy with cat carrying kitten. Whereas, you know, Jnana Yoga, the process of Jnana Marga is compared to monkey going and the baby monkey is holding the body of the monkey tightly. So we'll find even typically, you know, even for a grihastha also, you know, he has his wife, children, and he's practicing Krishna consciousness nicely in home. He has altar, and you know, he's like, you know, he's fully, you know, happy practicing Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, a materialistic person, a karmi, he says that, "Arey, you know, I have to do this. I have to execute this plan, and then I have to do this, and doing all this, I have to work hard like." Of course, they don't say donkey, but they actually end up working hard like donkey. And one find a small virus comes, and then, you know, keeping all the bank balance in the, you know, with relatives or with the bank itself, person lives without any much notice. So on the other hand, you know, person takes shelter of Krishna, and of course, you know, we also try our level best to keep our life simple, so that we can practice Krishna consciousness without much, you know, hassle and headache. So as much as possible, devotees, you know, make their life simple, so that they can peacefully chant Hare Krishna. So it is also important, devotees, that we take shelter of Krishna with full faith. And one of the way we take shelter of Krishna, not one of the way for all of us is actually by Shravanam and Kirtanam, by chanting the holy names, and by regularly Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Of course, it is best if we can continuously hear, but our passion may not allow us to continuously hear. So, like, you know, we have to, according to our nature, we have to engage ourselves in Krishna service also. Like one devotee in the early days, he came to our, you know, small center where we were staying, and then he gave a lecture. He said, "You know why Prabhupada gave so many services, so many projects? Anyone of you know?" He said, "You know, for preaching." We were giving different reasons, you know, for preaching, for doing, for the compassion for the living entities, all that. He said, "All the services Prabhupada created so that tomorrow you will be there to chant 16 rounds. Today you are chanting 16 rounds and we have to be there till tomorrow, so we have to do a lot of Krishna or Prabhupada with the divine inspiration of Krishna created so many engagements so that we could be engaged and then remain to chant." So it is very important a devotee engages himself in, you know, Shravanam and Kirtanam. Along with that, according to one's own nature and according to the direction of, you know, one's authorities, he engages himself in service. In fact, that is bread and butter for a devotee. Just like a person, he cannot survive without bread and butter. The moment it is not there, I mean, whatever, you know, sabji chapati or rice sambar, different version of bread and butter. So without that, immediately he'll feel very disturbed. He feels weak. The same way for a devotee, Shravanam and Kirtanam are like bread and butter. When they are not done properly, immediately we find a person becoming weak. And clearly sadhakas can experience this. You know, for some particular time, we don't, let us say, read nicely or hear nicely, and immediately, you know, certain types of weaknesses actually overpower us. And then we can clearly find, and the moment our sadhana comes on track, immediately we feel a kind of shelter, kind of, you know, unseen force that is actually helping us to, you know, peacefully go ahead in Krishna consciousness. And this Shakatashra demon also represents laziness. So especially, of course, every anartha is very potentially dangerous. Whenever we discuss a specific anartha, that is very, very dangerous. So even anartha is dangerous. So now we are discussing about laziness. So laziness is very, very dangerous. So a devotee has to be very vigilant in his life, make sure that he is not falling prey for this, anartha called laziness. A devotee should be very vigilant, very smart in his own life, make sure that he is engaged peacefully. Not peacefully, even if tension, no problem, but a person has to be engaged. So recently I was hearing a small presentation by His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj. So he was discussing about, you know, Varnashrama. So he was telling one very important point, which was like first time I had heard it. So specifically for a brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasis, for them what matters in their life is actually the purpose of the activity, that is spiritual. For grahastha it is very very specific, I mean they are more specific about their engaging themselves as per brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. Whereas for brahmachari, of course it is best a brahmachari has a brahmanical type of engagement, that is brahmana means brahmanical engagements are studying and teaching. But more than that, a brahmachari's main concern should be, or the main duty should be, not exactly about what type of varna activities that we are doing, or ashrama varna activities we are doing. Most important thing is to engage oneself for the pleasure of Krishna. That is the most important consideration for a brahmachari. The definition of brahmachari means a humble menial servant, a person who is humbly engaged for the pleasure of Krishna. So whichever service we are doing, we have to make sure that, or we should try, at least there should be an endeavor from our side that we are not becoming lazy. We are engaged. You know, engaged as per, of course, engaged as per the desire, as per, you know, authority's wish. So this Shakadashara also represents laziness and dumbness. Of course, dumbness and laziness are quite, you know, synonymous. So these things which we which are very very important for sadhaka, the lessons that we've learned from Shakadashara is not taking burden on our own shoulder. In fact, what we should be doing is take shelter of Krishna, and then Krishna takes care. It is up to Krishna, you know, how he wants to handle my burden. And it's like, you know, the small story you must have heard. Once one king was passing through a forest, you know, in a golden chariot, and then he saw a small, you know, a lady who doesn't have any children also. So she's carrying a lot of weight, you know. So the king said, you know, oh my dear mother, you know, do you need any help? So this lady said, you know, okay, can you take, you know, wood from this shoulder and put it on this shoulder? So, okay, but that is not a very intelligent thing that she could have asked to king. She could have said, see, I'm not having any children. Why don't you treat me like your mother? And then king also said, oh, no problem. Recently, I also lost my mother. So I'm also looking for a mother. And you're also looking for a son. So I will make you my mother. Or, you know, she could have asked her, okay, please give me lift, you know. Take me also, take wood also, and drop me at the 2 kilometers away, my hut is there. No, that's not a very intelligent. So when we are worshipping Krishna, you know, asking for some material desire, or, you know, asking, or, you know, looking for a material comfort is not a very intelligent thing. Best is to take shelter of Krishna fully. And then when we take shelter of Krishna, it is Krishna who decides how we wants to handle our burden. So this is one important thing we learn. And we also learn about how a sadhaka should be extremely vigilant in his life not to fall prey for this laziness. So briefly, what we discussed today were like the inconceivable nature of Krishna, how he acts, executes his pastimes in such a way that they may not even making sense to a mundane brain, but still. And we also saw the various effects of, you know, hearing Krishna Katha. Hearing Krishna Katha is very pleasing to Karna Ramyani, very pleasing to ears, and very soothing to the heart, and then they are purifying to the existence of conditioned souls. And we also saw that Krishna basically wanted to attract all the people towards him by performing such a wonderful act with so much noise. It is said that, no, they just exploded. Vishnu Chakra Thakur says that the wheels went here and there. It not just collapsed there. It just went here and there, and all the utensils got scattered. So Krishna sometimes puts difficulties in the life of a devotee so that a devotee comes close to him. And then we also saw the past life of Shakadashara, Utkacha, how he was very proud and got cursed by Lomas Rishi. And then finally he told in the next Manvantara, Vaivasvata Manvantara, you are going to be delivered by the lotus feet of, you are going to be kicked by the lotus feet of Krishna, and then you will get going to get delivered. And then we also saw, so Shakadashara represents the two specific unwanted things in the sadhaka. One is like taking shelter of Krishna, or following rules and regulations without any without understanding the spirit. And also Shakadashara represents laziness, how a devotee should be very vigilant in his life to make sure that he is engaged. Specifically in our context of brahmacharis, we have to make sure that we are engaged without any laziness for the pleasure of Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद प्रभु जी, बहुत अच्छा सा शुरू से अंत तक अच्छा बताएं। और अच्छा श्रील प्रभुपाद जी एक बार बताते हैं कि सारे जो कर्म होते हैं वो भगवान को सेंटर में रखना होता है, मतलब भगवान को याद करते हुए सारे कर्म करना है। तो ऐसा हम लोग देखते हैं इस षटासुर का लीला में कि सारे कार्य कर रहे थे लेकिन कृष्ण को भूल गए। स्पेशली हम लोग भी स्पेशल कृष्ण को याद करने के लिए बैठते हैं जप करने के लिए, लेकिन कृष्ण को ही भूल जाते हैं। स्पेशली बैठते हैं कृष्ण को याद करने के लिए लेकिन कृष्ण को भूल जाते हैं। जैसे ऐसे बोलते हैं ऑलवेज रिमेम्बर कृष्णा और फॉरगेट कृष्ण, नॉर नेवर फॉरगेट कृष्णा, तो ऐसा हो जाता है। तो कुछ बताइए इसके बारे में।
यहाँ पे खास करके ऐसे नहीं, ये भक्त एग्जॉल्टेड भक्त है, गोपीस और गोपास, वो कभी कृष्ण को एक क्षण भी भूलते नहीं। खास करके हम दामोदर लीला में देखते हैं, कृष्ण बहुत गुस्सा हो गया माँ यशोदा के ऊपर, क्योंकि उसको यहाँ पे रख के वो अंदर चले गया दूध को देखने के लिए। सो ऐसे दिखा है कि कृष्ण बहुत गुस्सा है, लेकिन आचार्य बोलते हैं जो एक्सपर्ट भक्त है, एक्सपर्ट भक्त को मालूम है प्रायोरिटीज कैसा होना चाहिए। सो ऐसा नहीं है अगर एक भक्त, ये लोग एक्चुअली कृष्ण को भूला नहीं, वो कृष्ण का सेवा में लगा रहे। वो पूरा उत्तरायण फेस्टिवल किसके लिए मना रहता है? भगवान कृष्ण को खुशी करने के लिए। सो एक्चुअली एक तरफ से हम पूरा सेवा में एंगेज करना है, कृष्ण का भूलना नहीं। And it is not like we are forgetting Krishna, as long as we are fully engaged. Just like Arjuna, it is not that, Arjuna hamesha har baan pe upar ek Hare Krishna mahamantra, Hare Krishna bol ke, chod rahe, Nahin, seva mein engaged ho rahe, lekin purpose kiske liye? Bhagavan Krishna ko khush karne ke liye. See, actually the purpose of seva is so that we get engaged in Krishna's service, and ultimately it makes us remember Krishna very organically. Just like Indrajumna, Raja Indrajumna, when he was engaged in meditation, but when Agastya Rishi came, that was not pleasing, because he kind of, maybe unintentionally, but ignored presence of Agastya Rishi. So for which, eventually he had to become, Gajendra, the elephant. So our purpose is definite. It is remembrance of Krishna, but that happens very organically when we gradually engaged. Naturally, famous example, Jayadvaita Maharaj speaks very much about one devotee who was in Rundavan. Recently, Nimaita was mentioning about him, right? So he was so many years of service, Initially, I think he was involved in cooking. He was cooking practically all the bogas of, Krishna Balaram. And then eventually when he became old, he was just serving Charanamrit and body was not capable. So most important thing is that if you are engaged for the purpose of pleasing Krishna, it is not a problem. The remembrance of Krishna will automatically come. And from our side, as much as possible, we should try to remember Krishna. You know, like if our service is in such a way that we can parallelly put a kirtan or, you know, lecture, wonderful. Like, you know, we were in farm. So we were going three. Of course, in the initial days when we went to Talachari, we were doing farming in the morning and evening. So it was very nice. Do ganta sunna ho jata hai. Like, you know, ek lecture rakho. Farming doesn't involve much of kind of putting head, you know. It's all, if vegetable is there, you just pluck it, that's it. So if our service is such that we can parallelly do Shravanam and Kirtanam, that is wonderful. But otherwise also, if you are engaged for the pleasure of Krishna, that is good enough.
हरे कृष्णा, मेरा प्रश्न नहीं है लेकिन ये प्रभु जी के क्वेश्चन के ऊपर. कल प्रभुपाद लिखता है कि हमारे दिमाग में भूसा भरा हुआ है, इसीलिए आचार्य लोग भिन्न भिन्न दृष्टिकोण से हम जैसे हमें समझाते हैं. और ये भगवान की लीला है, भगवान ने बहुत सारी ऐसी लीला की है जो गोकुलवासियों को वो योग माया में डाल दिया और उसे लीला किया. तो शकटासुर का जो लीला है वो करने के लिए तो हो सकता है कि थोड़े समय के लिए यशोदा मैया या रोहिणी मई यानी जो लोग है वो अपने काम में बिजी हो गए, लेकिन इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि वो भूल गए. हम भक्तों ने यही समझना चाहिए इसका रहस्य कि आचार्य जो बताते हैं इसीलिए बताते हैं कि हमारे दिमाग में भूसा भरा है, इसीलिए क्लियर करते हैं कि इसी प्रकार से हमें नहीं करना चाहिए. क्योंकि युग के आधार पर हम लोग कलयुग में है और ये हमारे दिमाग जो भूसा है वो ज्यादा है, इसीलिए समझाते हैं. धन्यवाद. हरे कृष्ण.
थैंक यू प्रभुजी. हरे कृष्ण. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय.
क्या नाम है? क्या नाम है इनका? पवन पुत्र पर ओके जय.